As important as what we should do to communicate effectively is a long list of what we should not do. Let's take a look at some common errors in part one of Don't Take the Bait. Hi, I'm George Green from the Connections Lab, and we know that repeating our messages strengthens them in voters' brains. But for the same reason, we should not repeat our opponents' frames and messages. For example, how many mailers have you gotten from well-meaning progressive organizations that list their opponents' messages, followed by a factual analysis of why they're wrong? It's a double whammy. They've strengthened their opponents' arguments by repeating them, some the reader may never have even heard, and they responded with facts and logic, which the science, unfortunately, shows is ineffective. Now, conservative strategists know that we simply can't resist debunking their arguments, so they bait us with absurd statements knowing we'll take the bait. But debunking is fraught with danger. First, it keeps you in the frames conservative strategists chose for the discussion. When conservatives say immigrants are criminals and we say they're not all criminals, we stay in the crime frame. A better frame for us may be refugees. Next, repeating conservative messages legitimizes them. This is why publicly debating climate deniers is a bad idea. Lastly, every moment we spend debunking their argument is a moment we are not on our message. Remember, you are under no obligation to respond to what conservatives say. Spend your time giving the voter the opportunity to consider the issue from your point of view. ConnectionsLab.org.